Yeah! Bom, bom, bom. Bom, bom, bom.
Happy birthday, Scott Kaplan.
Hey, 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 hey. Thank you, Georgie.
Bom, how does it feel to be 38 60. Again?
How old?
I said, how does it feel to be 38 again, while Laura said 60?
Laura, 60?
Aren't you 60?
I mean, you're definitely closer to 60 than 38, like I tried to say.
Listen to me. Let me ask you guys a question.
Sure. Feel free. We have 3 hours worth, so we got plenty of questions to answer if you'd like.
If you guys don't know me, but you just see what I do on social media, you hear me goofing around on the radio, how old do you think I am? 24? 26?
No. No, definitely not.
30? Young guy.
Now, am I looking at, like everything you're posting, right? Like the pictures, all the stuff, like on your Instagram, all that, right? I'm looking at all that?
Yeah, you just look at all this stuff. Even today, my 19-year-old daughter posted something on Instagram where I'm holding her and she's all of about 2 years old. And I thought that was brilliant because I'm going to try and sell you guys on the fact that I'm like 32.
Right.
So holding a young child 2 years old, that was like, you know, a long time ago. And so I was about 32, 33. I was hoping you guys would think that was right now.
Okay. Say, why does that make you look younger or seem younger?
Well, because if that were today and me,
but
I was holding this little baby.
Because if she's posting it for like to be like happy birthday and she's posting it because she's the one being held in it, I think it's quite obvious the situation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right. Because a 2 year old couldn't post on Instagram. Is that what you're saying?
But, I mean, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's okay. I hadn't thought of it equation. That way. Good job, Linz. Hadn't thought of it. Yeah. So
if I'm just looking at your pictures.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm on the Scott Kaplan Instagram right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the pictures, okay? If I had to guess how old you were.
I love the Sedano sigh. I love it.
I'm going like 48.
48.
Yeah.
48.
And I feel like I'm being kind because we're friends. But
thank
okay,
you.
But 48.
Thank you. It's very sweet of you.
Yeah.
Very sweet of you. Laura, would you like to rescind 60 and take another shot?
But an active 48. How about that?
Thank you.
I mean, I said happy birthday and welcome to your 60s like an hour ago. So
I know.
I kind of stay with my... You look good. You look Clooney good for six. You know what I mean?
No, you don't look Clooney good. Stop that. Now.
I mean, I'm trying here.
Back it up now. Back that truck up.
Yeah, that is what is known as a backhanded compliment. Right. You look Clooney good for being 60.
Yeah.
I mean, Clooney is 60, and now he's got the salt and pepper hair, more salt than pepper these days, but. Like, Clooney is a handsome man. Like, if you would have, like, there are some people that grow white hair or gray hair early. Like, for example, my pal and our colleague here at ESPN, Israel Gutierrez. He's had salt and pepper. He has all white hair now. He's my age, you know? Like, I think he may be maybe a year older than me. But he's had, I don't remember a time where he had, like, no salt and pepper.
Yeah, no,
and I've known him. I've known him for almost 20 years.
Yeah, he embraced it. I did not. Unlike Clooney, who embraces it and looks good,
yeah.
I dye my hair. I color it. I color it dark black.
Yeah.
Because, again, in an effort to try and pull off the facade of being much younger than I really am,
yeah,
I want my hair to be really dark, no salt and pepper.
Right. Clooney has been – he is a handsome man.
I agree, like, he's good looking. I get it. If Clooney's an A, I'm going to put myself in the category of a B+. I mean, I'm not that far behind Clooney.
No, you're very far behind Clooney.
No, like if you looked at us in a lineup, you know, you'd be like, those two guys, they could be brothers. They're that handsome together.
All right, so I have a Clooney picture up on my computer screen, okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a side-by-side with you, okay?
Take a look at the two of us.
Yeah,
hold on. What are you laughing at, Laura? This is your fault.
Yeah. So I got images.
It's the whole
now.
Point, man. Morales images. Loves the bits here. Hello.
images.
All right. Clooney, Kaplan.
But now I get it, Cap. Now I get why you were so offended with Lindsay when she called you boomer. Because your birthday was coming up and a lot of people have issues.
Sensitive. Yeah, this is a sensitive spot.
We sit on the edge. We're like a walking time bomb.
I mean, that's you all the time, though. But, you know, yes, that is true.
Right. But on the edge right now, you know, big birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really 60. Not that big. Not 60. Stop. Not 60. You're gonna age me off the radio.
So I'm looking at you here, and I'm looking at Clooney.
How do we
now?
Look?
What you have over Clooney is that you have an unnatural hair color.
Okay, I mean it was natural at one time. It's not, you know, it's currently
no, but his is still natural, is what I would say.
Well, that's what you think.
I mean, you think he may have grazed it on purpose?
I was going to say, I don't think people unless you're a couple years ago, there was a trend with women doing that, like young women doing that. But I don't think anyone's intentionally dyeing their hair gray.
Right. But think about how rich Clooney is. When he goes to get his hair cut, they're like, listen, let's make sure, you know, you just look consistent and, you know, lively and voluminous. And let's paint it here and paint it there, you know?
Now I'm looking at you.
Mm-hmm. How am I looking?
He may have the gray and the gray beard and stuff like that when he wants to or whatever. You also have that, but then you also dye that, I feel like, too. Or if you don't, you let it grow out and it looks dirty. Like, his looks good.
Yeah, no, I am so young, George.
Yeah.
Lindsay and Laura, listen, I am so young that I actually can't grow a beard. Cannot do it.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with being young, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with young.
So young.
But I'm looking at Clooney here, ER Clooney. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like when he's on that show on NBC.
Right, ER.
Bro, that is a good looking man.
No, he's hot. What can I tell you? He's hot.
And then I've on Google Images, there's lots of pictures of you when you were young as well.
Yeah, and?
Yeah. You're right. You know, you're right.
I'm only right.
Yeah.
Well, I said if Clooney's an A, I'm a B plus.
No, it is not a B plus, bro.
Oh. What is
I? I mean, you're like a C plus.
That's not terrible.
Right. That's kind of my whole feeling about you in general.
Let me tell you, in school, when I was in high school, if I had a teacher that gave me a C plus, I could easily talk that into an A minus.
So you should feel fine.
Right.
You're
giving me a C plus.
It's okay.
I'm easily an A minus.
I mean, you know. It's okay.
Wait, you were able to persuade your teachers to get better grades? How did you pull that off?
Of course, you didn't.
I mean, I got all A's, so I didn't need to, but I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's totally a thing.
No, you could do that. I had a couple of times. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's totally on a paper or on your grade for
No, when you got your report card, you know, I would get my report card and I'd have a C. And then I'd go to the teacher and I'd go, "Hey, I can't that doesn't work for me."
Yeah.
And she'd say, "What do you mean it doesn't work for you? Look at your grade. You had a 77.5%. That's a C." I go, yeah, but come on, you and me could do something here, right? Like, there's got to be some extra credit project I could do, you know? Like, come on, something, right? And then I would get her to handwrite in from C to, you know, B plus, and then her initials, and then she would change it in her book. Back then, you had to do this by hand back then.
Yeah.
But that's... Listen, that's right on the verge here, George. That's right on the verge of everything going computerized because I'm young, very, very young.
Right. Handwritten, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was handwritten.
60.
Well, it was a couple weeks ago, right? They were still handwriting in school, aren't they? The teachers?
No.
Nope. No? Okay.
Nope. They don't even have the same letter grades, I don't believe, anymore.
I was going to say.
At least for kids in elementary school, they don't do A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, E, A, B, C, D, F. They don't do that anymore either.
Really? They don't?
It's satisfactory. Some other... You get an S for satisfactory or an N for non-satisfactory. At least that's what mine was.
Numbers,
and
right?
Then there's another word. There's another letter for that's something that's really good, right? Yeah.
Outstanding.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know, but I think it is
outstanding.
Yeah, my oldest kid is in second grade, and yeah, the report card is not A, B, C, D,
come on.
Ref.
My senior in high school. I've never seen a report card. Never have seen this kid's report card ever one time. But she doesn't get straight A's?
I mean, that's what she tells you, but you've never seen it, so.
Right,
yeah,
but
it's insane.
You'll find out when it's time for her to go to college.
Well, she's going. She got accepted. She's in.
Okay, then she's doing all right, despite the handicap that you provide.
Well, right, the lack of interest that I show towards her academics.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you know, there we go.
Busy. I got four of them. You know, it's hard.
Yeah. I had the last one, too. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much that's the case.
Survive on your own, kid.
Yeah, right. That is kind of the way it happens.
Yeah. So the Yeah. So look, you're not Clooney, but it's your birthday, and we'll have some fun with it anyway. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. You know. Hey, George, if you're listening, I'm telling you right now, you and me get together. Two things I would ask.
Do you think Clooney listens? Do you think? I mean, when he's out driving around in L.A., you know, like you think he's on 710 right now?
Dude, there is no doubt, especially right now, because of the parade yesterday.
Right.
And then the Lakers winning last night the way they did.
Yeah.
And then the love that was shown from LeBron to Aaron Donald courtside after
last
the win.
Night. Yeah.
That has, George, when I tell you there are hundreds of millions of people tuning into 710 today.
Yeah, probably not.
Please understand, that is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody's interested.
I don't know is Clooney like a huge sports guy? Like, I know like Matt Damon is a big sports guy, obviously. You know, like Ben Affleck, those guys are big sports guys. You always see them at games. Like, I don't know if Clooney is a big sports guy.
I'm going to say Clooney's listening. And George, listen to me. You and me at Craig's for dinner. I would like it if you could invite Jennifer Aniston. So we can meet.
Why would I invite Jennifer Aniston?
Not you. George Clooney.
I heard that George Clooney was a Bengals fan. Does that change your mind at all, Cap?
No, I think he is from Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, George, me, you, I'd like to meet Jennifer Aniston. By the way, I follow Jennifer Aniston on Instagram, and now I'm being followed by 10 different accounts called Jennifer Aniston 0045.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston 1234. I don't, what is that?
It's just bots.
It's not really her?
No.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Jay Bermudez tweets us, says, my fourth grader just started getting letter grades this school year, but still also mixed in with the OSU grading as well. Yeah, I never had any of that when I was growing up. It was always A, B, C, D, or F, you know, even as a kid. You know?
Yep. Unfortunately, there weren't too many A's for me.
I was good. I was a good student. I just, as I got older into like junior high and high school, I cared less. So I was just like still a good student, like in like AP and honor classes. But I wanted to have a social life. So I would get like B's when all the other kids were trying to get A's.
No,
like
see,
I was fine getting a B or a B plus or the occasional A. No. But I wanted to have like a fun social life.
Yeah. No, unfortunately for me, I was more of a C student. But Lindsay, you'll find this interesting. But I would always talk my teachers from C's to B's. So before
we know that already.
Yeah, I was like a 3-point something student. People were like, you have good grades. I'm like, they're okay. But I mean, I was like a 2.0, but I would talk my teachers into at least a 3.0.
Yeah. Do you really want to go to Craig's?
Is that I would love
really
to.
Want to do?
Sure.
Have you been?
Yeah, I have. I'd love it.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a scene, of course. And you're like,
I mean,
that?
It's
who's
too
that?
Much of a scene.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
I mean,
but
go,
I'm saying,
like, go like during the week where it's less of a scene.
Yeah, but. Listen, all these Jennifer Aniston bots are now following me on Instagram. I figure it's time for us to actually say hello.
Yeah. Is Craig like the boomer version of like Nobu for younger people?
No, okay. Not at all.
I was just curious because I never heard of
it. It's one of those Hollywood spots to be seen. Like, yeah. And Laura said
it
in my ear.
It must be garbage.
She could have said it out loud. He wants to be seen. So why wouldn't he want to?
Well, that's the place to go.
But it's like an older, more famous people with a lot of money, probably.
No, it's tons of people go there. There's literally paparazzi out there every night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lynn, you want to go?
Sure.
There you go.
They have great chicken parm. Great chicken parm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that.
And they have on the secret menu, not so secret anymore because I'm talking about it, like a chicken parm pizza.
Oh, that sounds good.
So you've been there often, Sedanos. That's what it sounds like.
I wouldn't say often.
Mm-hmm. Multiple times.
Once or twice.
You're fancy like that, though.
Yeah.
I get it.
No. Right. No, I'm not. I don't like going. I just told you yesterday, I never drive out of the South Bay anymore.
Have you ever been to Felix?
I have not.
Okay, nor have I.
That's like a small, somewhat low-key, like, place where I guess, like, it's, you know, you kind of have to, like, know someone, I guess, to get a reservation. Like, you can get one in a couple weeks, but otherwise you got to, like, know someone.
You know anybody?
Felix. Is that also in Hollywood?
No, it's in Venice. It's an Italian restaurant.
Oh.
I only know
Trattoria
John
Felix?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Ah, grazie.
John Ireland says he's like, I know people there. So I'm
of course, everybody knows John Ireland.
Yeah.
When I got my car at Ford of South Bay in Hawthorne, the guys, you know, there listened to the station all the time, and they recognized me, and then they were talking about how John Ireland bought his Lincoln Navigator there, blah, blah, blah. He's always shopped there, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's Ford and Lincoln, whatever. So
you gave a yada, yada, and an et cetera, et cetera. I love that.
Exactly. But that, you know, it was that conversation. They're big fans of the station. I love those guys. They gave me a great deal on the Mustang electric vehicle.
How you like that?
It's wonderful.
Oh.
Especially now that gas prices are like over $5. It's great.
Sales, let's get on this.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Eventually, yeah.
All right, let's get rolling.
Yeah, we got to talk about – so Lindsay and Laura were at the game yesterday. So I want a firsthand account of what it was like when the unfortunate situation with Anthony Davis – like, I want to know what the what happened in the room. That's not very nice. So we'll do that on the other side. But first, a look – and Keyshawn apparently weighed in on AD. He's not happy with him either for some reason, but –
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But
what great branding.
Cleveland.
Michael Jordan had, forget about just how great he is as a player, right? Like, we all know how great he is as a player. Would you argue he has the best branding of any player ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. The fact that my 21-year-old son, who never saw Michael Jordan play, I mean, not even close, doesn't really understand it. Saw the documentary. That's what he knows about Michael Jordan.
Right.
But that's what he wants, the Jordan brand.
Yeah. Right, and the Gatorade and, like, all of it. I mean, he had all of it. In a much simpler time, though. Fair to say?
Oh, totally. Way different time. But yeah. But for Michael Jordan to have been as great as he was, happy birthday, GOAT. But for him to be as great as he was that long ago and how the world and media has all changed.
And he still resonates.
For his, right, and his brand to still be the monster brand that it is. I mean, he's the GOAT for so many more reasons.
I mean, we literally during the pandemic, when that documentary came out, treated it like it was that was happening yesterday.
Dude, we were sitting on the edge of our seats on that thing, like the whole sports world,
yeah.
Which desperately needed something to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was what we all decided to do. It was like a 10-week season of a sport.
Yeah. Right. ESPN Radio, the network, had me come on every week to do, like, preview into the next episode on ESPN Radio for, like, an hour.
Jeez.
Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I'd have guests. Yeah. Like, they lined it up. They produced it. Really, like, it was insane. Like,
that's cool.
I was like, yeah, I mean, an hour? Sure, why not?
That was, like, the only sports-related thing going on at that time.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. No new content otherwise.
I will say this. It was... I mean, O.J. Mandabarica to me is the best ESPN 30 for 30. But that one, the Last Dance is right there.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but what I'm told is...
Wait, you haven't seen what?
The Man in the Arena.
Oh, Tom Brady?
Yeah, no.
I am told.
That doesn't compare.
I am told by some.
No, come on.
This is a life-changing viewing experience.
Okay.
When you understand
Calm down.
Get into... who Tom Brady is more intimately than we all have.
This is literally the first I've heard of it.
Oh, really?
I mean, I've heard about it from commercials and stuff, but you're the first person that I've heard someone give a good review about
right.
it.
Right. You literally are calling it some sort of religious experience.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, I'm giving it a great review, but keep in mind I haven't seen it. Just
yeah,
so you
haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
right.
Just so
what,
you know.
That just goes to show what kind of phony you are.
Well, it just goes to show that I'm going by reports. I'm told this is what they say. It's like my mother. My mother will say something like that.
How fraudulent you are by saying that?
No, this is my mother. My mother will say this. She'll go, you know, so they say that the Tom Brady documentary is as good as the Jordan documentary. That's what they say. And I'll say, Ma, who's they? And she'll say, I was watching the Today Show this morning. You know, so that's kind of, that's who they are.
Yeah.
So, I'm just telling you, I've heard really good things about Man in the Arena.
Okay, I got to talk about this restaurant Lindsay mentioned in a second, but I do want to talk about AD. So as soon as that happened yesterday, I feel like, I mean, immediately I was like, great, now the season is over, basically. You guys were there, Lindsay and Laura. Like, what was that moment like in the arena? Like, it just was
it was a very disappointing collective Oh, you gotta be kidding me. And then the people behind us were yelling, like, oh, for the season. Oh, the guy's made of glass. Like, oh, every time. And then you got, like, the guys mansplaining to their girlfriends why this is such a big deal.
Actually, it was funny because you left and then the roles reversed. She was explaining to him, but that was a whole other situation. She was like, no, you don't understand, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, girl. Teach him.
But when that happened, everyone was just like, it's very, very
Does that
dramatic.
I just want to make sure I understand what I hear.
Can I get that? Can we get that as a drop? Lindsay going, bah.
It was like that. It was like super overly dramatic. Like everyone
one more time,
was
Lindsay.
So mad. It was like, bah.
Make it clean. There you go. There it goes.
Wait, but when you say, bah, what I think I hear is, oh my God, he's hurt again.
Like they were surprised. They were not surprised whatsoever, but they were still just as angry.
No,
right, but it
surprised.
Was also a pretty awful injury. Like in the sense of the way it happened, like his whole foot was parallel to the floor. That's never good.
The guy behind us said he looked so pretty going up though.
Let me tell you something. I really think this. When Stephen A. Smith said that the Lakers should be considering trading Anthony Davis because he's always hurt, to some people that was like, oh, how dare you say that about our AD? But the reality is today people are like, you know, I think I'm with Stephen A. because this dude is always, always hurt.
Yeah, but yesterday was not his fault. I mean, a lot of them are not his fault. But I'm saying like yesterday, like that was just a freak accident. Like, now maybe he needs, like, as my people would say, un despojo. You know what I mean? Like, a little, you know.
He needs a disposo? Is that what he needs? Un disposo? Más desposos. Numeroso desposos?
What are you butchering over there?
I don't know. I tried to hear the word, and I don't think I got it all.
Oh, my God.
What word, George? Come on, teach me more Spanish.
The despojo is like when you see like someone who believes in the
supernatural stuff.
Supernatural things. Oh. Yes.
He means this, Cap, a cleanse.
A cleanse, yes.
Oh. He needs
a despojo.
Oh, he needs a despojo. Oh.
He needs a curandera.
He needs Kyrie to come in and wave the sage.
Exactly.
I mean,
like,
George,
because that thing, he came right down on the dude's foot, slid down the foot, and then immediately went parallel to the ground. It's like, oh, bro.
And was writhing in pain.
Yes.
As if, oh, my God, anybody watching would say, what you heard, Lindsay, he's out for the season.
Mm-hmm. I immediately felt
of course
that
that's what you thought. Because the
By
way,
the way.
He's down on the ground holding his legs, screaming in pain. You're like, okay, that's not like he's just like hurt a little bit. That's he's gone again.
Right, but here's the thing. That's not a 2-week injury. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks, and we're going to find out he's out for a lot longer.
I totally agree. If not, I would say this. He was down hurting real, real, real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't look like 2 weeks to me.
I mean, you'd be hurting too.
Look, this guy, Anthony Davis, I understand he's got height and he's got length. And he can shoot at times, and he's good on the pick and roll. I mean, there's a lot of good things. He's good defensively. He blocks shots. But here's the thing. He's always hurt. 2 years ago, it was, the back. Then it was the Achilles. This season, it's been the knee. Now it's the ankle. I mean, look, he just is not going to stay healthy. It's not going to get better from here.
All right. Well, let's continue this discussion on the other side. Keyshawn has, he's apoplectic at the moment about it, and he talked about it this morning on KJ, on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What?
Apoplectic.
That's Spanish for what?
Man, get out the stories. Get something.
Apple Valley?
Apoplectic.
Apoplectic. That's a good word.
Not apple.
Oh. I'm going to find out what that means.
It means you're angry, bro. Like, it just, you're overwhelmed with anger. So anyway, we'll get to that and hear what Key had to say in a minute. Plus, I need to get to this restaurant in Venice Beach that Lindsay was talking about. Because some of the stuff on this website is just like, come on, man. Really? Like, I get you're a fancy place, but really? So we'll do that on the other side. But first, don't forget, it is Lakers Ticket Thursday, which means we're going to give you a chance to win Lakers tickets to see Lakers Clippers Friday. February 25th, and you can say hi to me because I'll be there doing sidelines that day for ESPN. Make sure you're listening to the show closely because we're going to do show trivia, and around 5:45, we'll have the trivia question for you. So listen for your chance to win Lakers-Clippers tickets for February 25th. All right, we're back in 4 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good song. Very, you know, 80s.
Kenny Loggins, though, had a bunch of songs that you think of movies.
Yeah. Well, Top Gun, the one, the Highway Through the Danger Zone or whatever.
Right, right. And yeah, also Caddyshack.
Oh, I forgot he was the Caddyshack guy, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Footloose, what we're listening to. Hey, by the way, since today is Random Act of Kindness Day, George, I know we'll get to it, but we're going to put Random Act of Kindness Day and Matthew Stafford together.
Okay.
Just a little teaser, that's all.
Okay. We'll let you tease that later, or get pay that off later, as they say.
Right.
Lindsay, congratulations, by the way.
For what?
I heard you won Game of Games. I didn't listen.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was Cleveland edition, so it would be pretty shameful if I didn't.
Wow. Well, I heard you should have won last time, but you were jobbed out of it in overtime or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a last minute, not quick enough, or I didn't not form the question right, something like that.
Was this Michael's game today?
No, it was Ramona's.
Oh, really? So did she kind of cater it towards you?
No, or she did it because the All-Star game is in Cleveland this
weekend? I got that, but did they know in advance that they were going to invite you on to play Game of Games?
No, she asked me to, she texted me this morning and said...
Wait. You think Bergman plans in advance on anything?
No, well, I was thinking that maybe someone would say, hey, we're going to do a Cleveland edition of Games.
Dude, Bergman literally texts me sometimes, like 20 minutes before Game of Games, like, hey, Game of Games,
Right. Right, yeah. I get those texts, too, so I understand what you're saying, but that's why I asked if Michael wrote it, because if Michael wrote it, he may have just written it randomly because the All-Star Game is in Cleveland, and then at the last second, Lindsay gets invited, and she just goes and dominates.
Right, no, well, she dominated.
Ramona wrote it, and she texted me this morning and said, hey, I had to write Game of Games today, and I wrote it about Cleveland because they're in the All-Star Game. Do you want to play? And I said, sure.
Did Ramona ask you any questions like, hey, I'm going to do this about Cleveland. Maybe you could help me out with a couple of things?
No. I mean, Ramona's been to Cleveland a lot. They had, like, a lot of finals there.
Okay. I just didn't know if maybe, you knew the answers in advance, or maybe you wrote the questions.
There is a thing called Google that she could have used to get questions. Like, it's not that hard to come up with questions.
Wait, why is he taking your win away? Like, it's not legit.
Oh, no. Totally legit. I'm just making that's the case.
She's right. Like, oh, maybe you
helped
her.
You're hella questioning it.
I am hella questioning?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So wait, so beyond just questioning, I am hella questioning.
You are hella questioning
the
legitimacy of her win.
Well, no. I want to just make sure she is legit.
I mean,
I'm happy about it.
It was like Cleveland-based questions that were very easy. She even said at the beginning, they're very easy because I wanted to give everybody a chance.
All right, good. Oh, okay, good. Very nice. Very nice. So things like Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yep, that was one of the questions.
The Browns?
No, I mean, she asked who the Browns signed as a free agent quarterback in 1993.
Who the Browns signed as a free agent
quarterback?
Was that
Kelly Holcomb?
Nope.
No. Hold on.
1993?
Yep.
Free agent.
Oh no! That I'm thinking Butch Davis, 1999.
Miami.
So,
Walsh. No. Gino Toretta.
No. It was Vinny Testaverde.
Oh,
93.
Right,
oh, that's right before the Ravens, right?
Of course, right. And Vinny Testaverde wasn't that Bill Belichick?
He went to the Pro Bowl that year. Yeah.
Belichick was the coach back then, wasn't he?
Correct.
Yeah. And the Browns went into Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. Steelers won, hosted the AFC Championship game that next week, lost the game to the Junior Seau-led San Diego Chargers. Why do I remember this? Because I was there at the time. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Vinny was there and then, went with them to Baltimore. Vinny. When you were a kid, how old were you when that happened? Real quick, not to go too far off the sidebar because I did have other stuff I wanted to talk
about. I was
like
about 8, 7 or 8.
So were you like pissed at 8 years old?
Like, oh, yeah, because my dad was like my dad was hard. He worked for the Browns. He was their radio engineer. He was pissed. He always told the story about how Bill Belichick fired him on Christmas Eve, left him in the middle of the night type of thing,
Why would Bill Belichick fire your father?
I don't think that, like, technically he did. The way my dad tells the story is like, well, we were all on the plane on the way back during the, you know, it was the last game before they left to go to Baltimore. And he came up to me and said, like, hey, who are you? What do you do? And he's like, oh, well, we don't need you anymore. I'm sure that that's not really what happened.
Bill Belichick did that to your dad?
Yeah. I'm sure that's not really what happened. But, right. You know, my dad, he embellishes just like everybody. So, whatever. Yeah. I take him for his
word. Your dad sounds like Cap.
No, my dad actually, have you ever seen that movie Big Fish?
Yeah.
So that is like my dad. And my dad, thankfully, is still with us. Love my dad. Talk to him almost every day. And as I got older and got into the media business, like, he used to always tell me these crazy stories when I was younger. And I'm like, okay, Dad, yeah, right, whatever. Yeah. And then when I would meet people.
Now, is he Albert Finney in the movie? Is he Ewan McGregor? Like,
no,
who
he's
is
the
he
dad.
The
I don't
yeah.
know Big Fish.
He's
you got,
the dad.
You're losing me here. Go ahead.
He's the dad. So, like, he would tell me these crazy stories that I'd be like, okay, Dad, whatever. And then I would meet people when I started working in the business. And they'd be like, oh, you're Steve's daughter. I remember the time he got struck by lightning on top of the whatever dome in Tampa Bay because he was trying to fix the transmitter and his shoes melted. And I'm like, oh, so that is true. Like, it's crazy stuff like that all the time.
Wow. That could you imagine funny. Bill Belichick is the head coach of the Cleveland Browns? He says, who are you? I'm the radio engineer, coach. Well, you're fired.
Yeah. I didn't realize the coach had that kind of latitude.
I didn't either. Right. But then when I realized all these other stories turned out to be true, like, who am I to question it?
I would say one day you're going to meet Bill Belichick and he's going to say this to you. Hey, you know what? You're Steve's daughter. I fired him one time.
Probably.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Probably.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So then, right, because then after Testaverde, that was the last, he was there through the last couple years, and then they went to Baltimore in 96, right, or 95, in that range?
95. They moved after the 94 season.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, think about that.
And then they came back a few years later, right, with Tim Couch.
But they came back as an expansion team, and
my Browns
moved to Baltimore and won a Super Bowl. My Browns.
Oh, well, now, but hold on. Cleveland,
oh, they did.
They did.
That kind of has to suck.
It
now
does.
That I think about it.
Yeah, I hate the Ravens more than anybody. Yeah, because like the fans actually, and like a lot of the people in the media, similarly how the way that you lobbied Cap to keep the Chargers, the last thing they could do was keep the name and the colors of the team. So while we would have just gotten a new expansion team if the Baltimore Browns moved to Baltimore.
Don't you think like Minneapolis fans hate the Lakers the same way? Like,
probably.
Yeah, they won championships in Minneapolis, but then they've gone on to win like 12 here in LA.
But they kept the name.
But they already had some, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they kept the name. Like, if the Browns were the Baltimore Browns, I don't know. Well, I don't know what would have happened. I probably still wouldn't have liked them. But the fact that then we got stuck with like the crappy expansion team and nothing's been the same ever since, that's really like, that's what sticks in the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that has to stink. I get it. Real quick. So somebody just tweeted me, and his name is Jivin, J-I-V-I-N, Seward. Is what he goes by. He says, the chef at Felix, which is the restaurant you were talking about, Lindsay, in Venice, opened a new place in Hollywood. It says here, and it's an article that says he opened a place called Mother Wolf, an ode to Rome, it says. Now, here's the thing about Felix, okay? And the food looks delicious, right? And you're right. The reviews are pretty good for the most part. It's got a 4.5 on, like, Google and Yelp or whatever, which is good. So, but there are a couple things that stick out to me. Now, this is not specific to them, because if you've heard this show, you know how I feel about this restaurant stuff, okay?
Well, let me hear what you got. Go ahead.
So, here are some of the things, like, you know, normal things. Largest party size, 6 guests. It's probably a small place. No big deal. I get it. Separate reservations may not be combined to create larger parties. No problem. Got that. Booking reservations, please include children and infants in the party size. No problem.
All right. That seems reasonable. Keep going.
Yeah. No, I'm totally fine. We're unable to accommodate any increase in party size. Okay, I get it. Small place. Right. 15-minute grace period. No problem. Pretty much the same all over the place. All guests must be present when seated. No problem. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
No problem. Of course. Naturally.
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
All, in caps, cancellations and reductions in party size made less than 24 hours in advance are subject to a $40 per person charge. If I say my reservation is 4 and it's actually 2, now I got to be charged $80 for the other two people that didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's a small place and we've reserved 4 for you and you only showed up and 2 people canceled, so we're not going to be able to sell that table right now, so you owe us $80. Okay, keep going.
I mean, I get it, but there's always, if your place is that good, there's always people looking for a last-minute reservation.
Okay, all right.
All right, so that would be my response to that,
all right.
Okay?
All right.
Party reductions of 50% or more will result in a reservation forfeiture. So, okay. I guess I'm okay with that one, whatever. And then reserved dining times. I don't have an issue with that part of it. Like, it's fine, like, because they have a small place, they want to turn it around, you know, whatever. I'm fine with that. But I'm already not in on the whole $40 per person if you have to cancel your reservation. What if, like, something really bad happened?
Right.
Like, I got to pay you $80 if, like, somebody died? Like, that seems kind of absurd.
Or what if, you get COVID or something? You'd be like, I don't want to come in.
Right,
and
get, right. So if the four of us are all going to go, what's the name of this place?
Felix.
Okay, if the four of us are going to go to Felix, but then at the last second, I can't come and Lindsay
you get COVID
can't come.
Or something, right? Right. You got okay? Omicron,
but
right.
I had a party of four, and it's just at the last second. So hey, do you still want the table for two? Because if you do, you got to pay us $40 for each person that doesn't show up.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Okay? I don't love it either, but I understand their business.
I don't love it. The corkage fee on a bottle of wine, $50 is a little steep.
$50 to you bring
to
your own wine.
Uncork the wine. I just went to a place. I mean, I think the standard is usually like $20 to $25. $50 mm-hmm. seems a little excessive.
Well,
this is the one that got me.
Dissuade you from bringing your own wine.
This is the, and that's fine. I get it. I don't bring usually. I mean, I've rarely ever brought wine to a place. Okay. I'll drink your wine. I'm fine with that. But I just feel like it's excessive. This is the one that got me. I've never heard of such a thing. Okay, and I have had friends and family who have owned restaurants, fancy ones to boot. Okay, like friends, not family. You know, but a cake cutting fee. So, like, if today's your birthday, Cap.
Yeah,
if we went there, they would charge us $6 per guest just to cut the cake.
Well, okay.
$6?
Wait, I'd like to know who's getting that money. Like, who's getting the $6 if the restaurant is charging it? Is that all going to the person cutting it?
It better.
Why? Because my guess is if the restaurant is making it a policy, they're pocketing some of that money.
Of course they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
I'm down on the you're charging me if I have to cancel.
Well,
because
here's the thing.
I only cancel if something actually really came up.
Yes, right. But here's an idea. First of all, they're trying to dissuade you from bringing wine, and they're trying to dissuade you from bringing your own birthday cake. We got cake, you know? And then you got to do the math. All right, there's six of us. They're going to cut this cake into six pieces. That's $36. How much are your cakes? You looking at the menu, George?
Hold on, let me look it up. I want to see how much.
All right, because now you got to do the math. Do I want to bring the cake? It cost me $20 for the cake and $36 to cut the cake. That's a $56 cake. Can I get a good dessert for the birthday at this joint for less than $56 for my entire party?
It doesn't look like they even, I mean, I don't see, let me see.
Now, if they don't have dessert, don't they have like a nice tiramisu?
I don't see any dessert on this menu they have online.
Wow.
So.
Or maybe
exactly.
That's the deal.
They're
maybe
just trying to hustle you.
Okay, you bring your dessert into our place, we cut it, you pay us for cutting it.
I just don't love it.
I pass on that place, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm out. Thanks, bro. I mean, I'm sure it's great, but no thanks. Like, I don't like having all these rules and restrictions.
I understand. You know? Signs everywhere, signs.
SJF tweets us and says, a lot of the rules are because of COVID restrictions. I work at a restaurant downtown, has similar rules because we're getting so many cancellations and lack of staffing due to COVID. The restaurant is, and then he also adds, the restaurant is absolutely keeping the $6 fee.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Why?
Because,
what's ridiculous? You own the restaurant.
Sure, but I personally was a server. I was a bartender. I've never heard of that before. And in fact, most times people don't want to take the cake home with them, and they leave it and say, here, if you want some cake, and people take it in the back and they eat it if they want.
That's true. You got to cut it. Somebody's got
to
cut it.
Oh, man, it's so hard to take a knife and like.
Hey, real quick.
Very hard.
Laura, let's combine here, but look.
Nice.
Are we going to give a hat too? You want to give a hat? Oh, we'll give a hat away. Do you want
Lakers tickets and a Rams championship hat?
We're going to get one right here.
Let's just do that right now. Caller like three right now. 877 in honor of Odell.
Really?
Beckham Jr. 877-710-ESPN. Rams championship hat. You win one right now. Caller three.
All right. So. Boy, we're just giving stuff away. Lakers
yeah,
tickets,
what the hell?
Championship
You know
hats?
Why? Because I'm okay giving stuff away.
Yeah. Put it on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, like I said yesterday, all those Rams fans that
I wouldn't charge you $6 to cut your cake.
Why not?
No, bro.
Well, listen, if people
es
are willing
una
to pay
ridiculez.
It, I understand, comprende, but if people are willing to pay it, you know, and I'm the owner of the restaurant, here's what I'll do, Lindsay, just so you don't get upset. I'm the owner of the restaurant. I'll cut the freaking cake, all right? Yeah. I'm going to charge him $6 a slice. I'm going to pocket that cash. Yeah. I'll cut the cake myself. I'm the owner.
Yeah.
A lot of times the owners like don't hang out at the restaurant, you know.
Well, I'm going to be hanging out because I'm going to be making
oh,
cash.
Oh, you're totally the owner that's hanging out at your own restaurant.
Dude, I'm making cash,
sure.
Cutting cakes. I'm looking at parties and I'm thinking to myself, that's a party of six right there. You know what they need? They need 12 slices of cake. That's $6 per slice. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. You are absolutely the guy hanging out. You're like, have you ever seen the Creed movie and like Rocky Balboa? Like you haven't seen any of those movies. So basically in those movies, Rocky's old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He has a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
In Philly. And he comes around the tables and he's telling old boxing stories or whatever,
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's got pictures all over the place. That would be you. You would be telling old radio war stories.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would be
or
a maitre
d'. You know, the time that you were hanging out with Armin Katayan or something at a bar or whatever. Yeah.
Right. No, I would have lots of great stories to tell. Like Lindsay said, she thought her dad was making up all these stories. Come on, Dad, these are hard to believe. Yeah. I got all those weird, hard-to-believe kinds of stories, too. The kinds that you're like, no way, man. You weren't really there with that guy. I'm like, yeah, it happened.
You'd tell the story about hugging Magic Johnson to get into a party. Yeah, all the time. Yes.
For sure I would tell that story. That's one of my early ones. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know?
You would be that guy. I get it.
If I owned a restaurant, I'd want to be the maitre d'. I'd want to be there greeting people. I'd want to come say hi, how's it going? I walk over, I cheers with everybody. I have a glass of wine in my hand. Hello, darling. Hello, baby. Like I put on a fake accent. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you need to do that, though?
Because as a maitre d', you walk over, you go, hello, darling. You should have the lobster salad. You know, you say something like that, you know? That's like a thing.
So weird. You're so weird.
That's a thing if you're a maitre d'.
No, that's not a thing.
You do. You walk over, you go, hello, darling. Hello, chin chin, baby. And then you tap glasses with somebody.
Yeah. I'm never going to Venice for anything. So. Like, not because I dislike Venice. I'm just not driving there just to go to a restaurant. Like,
right. Now you're boycotting Venice just because of this restaurant.
No,
How dare they charge $6 to slice the cake?
I'm also probably not driving from the South Bay all the way up there. Like, there's plenty of great restaurants down here. So
I don't know. You drove to Burbank last week.
I drove to Burbank to do the station a favor.
Oh, you were doing them a favor?
Yeah. Oh. I wanted to support.
Oh. I didn't know.
I'm supportive.
I understand. Yeah. You are a supportive guy.
I am.
I think so.
Yeah, you know, occasionally.
I'll tell you who needs some support, by the way, is Anthony Davis in his shoes. Twist his ankle like that.
It's terrible. So bad. So Key was on. Laura, are you there still? You back from giving away the hat? Okay, cool. So Keyshawn this morning, he was, apoplectic, Cap.
Nice. Good word.
The situation with Anthony Davis on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning. And Lindsay's got some interesting stats, and they're interesting in the sense that they're unfortunate when it comes to Anthony Davis. But let's hear Key first.
Yeah, it was great that LeBron carried Crypto Arena on his back last night against the Utah Jazz and won that game. But moving forward, what's going to happen? Anthony Davis comes in one day, he's out for 2 weeks. It's like, I'm going to play three games, I'm going to miss 2 weeks. I'm going to play two games, I'm going to miss a month. It's starting to become a little ridiculous every time you look up. And some of the stuff isn't his fault, so to speak, but it's almost like, Jay, he's just fragile as hell. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Especially in basketball. If you told me a guy get nicked up in football and every time he gets nicked up, it's like, okay, something's wrong. But I'm telling you, every floor in the NBA has seen him laying on it before.
No, he didn't. Oh, nice. Oh, Key, that was beautiful. Every floor in the NBA has had him laying on it. He's a flopper. I told you this. He's on the ground all the time. It's what leads to these ridiculous injuries, George.
Well, wait. I don't think that's what leads to the ridiculous injuries.
Well,
like, he fell on somebody's foot. That had nothing to do with him falling.
The body, listen, some guys, it's just an unfortunate part of sports. LeBron James has a body that has held up. Now, look, he's gotten hurt. He's missed time. Age is catching up with him. But his body generally,
you're comparing him to the one guy who was arguably one of the most durable guys historically until like 2 years ago.
Okay, well, listen, there are certain guys whose bodies just don't hold up. Anthony Davis's body is one of those. It's back, it's knee, it's Achilles, it's ankle. It's always, he's one of these guys whose body, unfortunately, this isn't Listen, I'm not predicting the guy's going to keep getting hurt in the future, but I know somebody who thinks they're really smart who always tells me, hey, the best way to predict injuries going forward is to look at the history of the injuries. Who is that person?
The biggest predictor of future injury is past injury.
That's the thing I was trying to say.
You kind of mangled it.
I did. I destroyed it.
Dude, what did you actually say?
I sprained my tongue like trying to say that.
Wait. Mine is so much easier rolling off the tongue. What did you say again?
I don't know. The future of injuries is predicted by the history of injuries.
Ah! Yeah, that. Exactly. You just had the Lindsay. Yeah. That's exactly
that's what
that
we
was.
Need to play every time Cap says something that like we just don't get.
Yeah, that's it right there, Laura. There's your new sound drop.
Or,
there it is.
Or when you're talking about Anthony Davis getting hurt, that's the sound that people were making inside the arena. Like, here he is again.
Yes, the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. So anyway, you were saying.
I'm saying the guy is going to continue to get hurt, unfortunately for him, yeah, and unfortunately for the Lakers. His body is not going to hold up. He's big, he's strong, he's packs on weight. I mean, he's long. He's got this incredible body to look at, and you're like, God, I wish I had that body, man. I'd dunk on any fool. But the thing is, the body just doesn't hold up.
It's been unfortunate. I mean, it's crazy, to your point. I actually have a resolution that I can get to a little later. We can do that in the next segment, perhaps. But, Lindsay, you have some stats here on AD that I found jarring, to be honest with you. I didn't think about it this way.
The one that says that AD has 66 DNPs in his three seasons with the Lakers?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. 66,
that's,
huh?
That's a third of the games.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Hey, it was nice to see DeAndre Jordan contribute last night, though, I thought. What'd you guys think?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, the way DeAndre Jordan helped carry AD off the floor, I mean, that was a nice contribution.